I'm Jill Dittmeyer, and you're listening to Curious Mix. The Fountain Square Theater was built with great expectations in 1928, but by the 50s, it was empty and left to deteriorate. Years later, Indianapolis native Linton Calvert's childhood passion transformed it into an anchor of the Fountain Square Cultural District. WFYI's Taylor Bennett brings us the story.
Linton Calvert grew up in Indianapolis. The 70-year-old loves to bowl and heard there was a bowling alley in Fountain Square. He decided to take a look. The old four-story building was not in great shape.
These floors are exactly where in 1920 original floor.
It was closed and gutted in 1957 and remained vacant until 1993. So when the opportunity to buy and recreate the original building presented itself, Linton didn't mind some uninvited guest.
When I went to the fourth floor and saw pigeons every place, pigeon poop every place, it was a wreck. It had been closed for 36 years.
He thought the building was cool anyway, and he says he truly bought it because of the bowling alley. He was an accomplished bowler in high school and worked at a bowling alley in Irvington.
I was the best bowler as a teenager in a traveling league. I won the city all-events as a 19-year-old, the youngest kid to ever win the city all-events at the time. And I achieved a lot in this game. So this bowling alley became kind of my love. I mean, I loved the game of bowling and I was pretty good at it. All my friends said I was crazy. People that didn't know me said, oh, you got a real vision. So I said, vision crazy? Depends on if you know me or not. But this building was so healthy and there was no vandalism. There was no junk going on. It was an area that was just lost in time.
It's been 25 years since Calvert walked into the building and times are changing.
All these rooms are completed before the Super Bowl.
The Fountain Square Theater is celebrated for many things, from architecture to food. There are decorative terracotta bricks on the outside and the Smokehouse restaurant on the inside. Calvert owned the building for 25 years. Although he recently sold it, he still oversees all of the daily needs and maintenance that the historic facility requires. He kept an eye on building renovations on a recent day, but he was eager to make time for his true passion.
Manually, this is the opening and closing mechanism.
He uses a manually public service elevator.
Before it would run, and then we would turn the key on, and we will go for a ride. And then we're going to stop automatically on the fourth floor.
A game called duck pin bowling is the star attraction on the fourth floor.
As you come in, you're going to see this beautiful broken tile floor that was put down as the pool hall area, bathroom, men's.
Restored as an original 1930s era duck pin bowling alley, Action Duck Pin Bowl has 8 lanes of duck pin bowling, a vintage billiard table, and seating for 110 guests in the cafe area. For those unfamiliar with duck pin bowling, the game was born in Baltimore, Maryland in 1900 and used to strictly be a winter sport. Calvert reassures that it's not easy to get a strike.
I got 10 pins. That's all. I just got 10 pins. I didn't get a spare. So I got all 10 of them in third ball. So that was an accomplishment for sure.
And he says it's not a fun game if you're too serious.
I know one guy asked me one time. He said, tell me the secret. And I said, just drink another beer. So getting rid of the pain will allow you to enjoy it more. If you're too serious, it's not a fun game.
And now my turn at duck pin bowling. He dishes out some advice.
Loft it down the lane to fluid. Get it out in front of you and see how you do. Well, you can see that there is no such thing as being really good. It's just, who's the worst?
For Curious Mix, I'm Taylor Bennett.